With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 37, chapter 37 of Genesis, and we'll begin reading in the third verse. Most of you know the story of Joseph. And the things that Joseph went through. But every step that Joseph took, the Lord was with him. Some of the things that we read here may feel like, gee, why did it happen this way? But it happened the way our Lord planned it. We'll begin with the third verse. Now Israel, that's Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that, their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably about him. Is it right for a parent to love one child more than another? Sometimes you do. You feel like, well, this one, he's following the way God taught him. The Lord's been working in his life and everything, and this one, he just wants to go any place he wants. That doesn't make any difference. They're your children. This one needs you more than the one that's following the Lord as the prodigal son. God doesn't love you or you or you any more than he loves me. He loves us all the same. Yes, Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children, because it was the child of his wife Rachel, his first wife. And he made him this coat of many colors. And that made his brothers hate him all the more. Boy, look at this. Now, by right, Reuben, being his first son, should have been given the birthright because he's the first son. But he wasn't given the birthright. Why? He sinned. He sinned before God. And the other two, the second and the third brother, they had sinned before God also. So by right, the fourth son, Judah, should have gotten the birthright. But Joseph was his pride and joy. Then we read in the fifth verse, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Boy, I had a dream. And he said unto them, hear, I pray thee, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams, for his words. Boy, they really had a buildup of hatred, didn't they? They just built one thing on top of the other. Where was this going to take Joseph? Not only he had these dreams, but he boasted of these dreams to his brethren that he was going to be the top dog. How does that make his brothers feel? Pretty bad. Then in the 9th verse, he dreamed another dream and told it his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee in the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying, took notice of it. He figured his son must have had something here, but why flaunt it? Why make your brothers hate you? But they did. This goes on and on until the time when his brothers sell him into slavery. They sell him into slavery, and he goes down into Egypt. Now, how could they hide this from their father? What did they tell the father? They told the father that he was killed by a beast. And they put goat's blood on his coat of many colors and gave it to the father. His father thinks he's dead. But he was sold into slavery. Now, dear ones, this is part of God's plan, too. Joseph stood strong, even though he was sold into slavery. And he goes down to the house of Potiphar in Egypt in chapter 39. If you'll turn with me to chapter 39. Now, if this was all happening to you or me, what would we be thinking? Lord, you left me? After all you told me, I was going to be head of over my family and head of over everything, and now I'm sold into slavery? I'm going down to Egypt? Sometimes things come in our lives, dear ones. We say, "Lord, how could this happen to me? I'm following what you tell me. I'm doing what you want. How can this happen to me?" Dear ones, it's part of God's plan. We all go through hard places. But it's for a reason. It's for a reason. So now here he is, Joseph, in chapter 39 in the first verse. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guards, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord is with you. And the Lord is with us. God is our guide and our protector, and whatever we go through, He's there for us. We ask questions, we ask why, but God knows the plan. And here was Joseph down in Egypt, a slave. And in the second verse it says, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian." Successful. "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. And Joseph found grace in the sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hands." Potiphar trusted him with everything, and he was a slave. But everything he touched, everything he put his hands on, prospered. Why? Because God was with him. So no matter what happens in our lives, God is with us. Just remember those words. God is with you. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't turn his back. He's not watching television. He is looking after you and I. That's his main job. That's what he wants to do, is take care of us. That's why he sent Christ to die for us. And now here's Joseph doing the will of the Lord. No matter through the hardships that he went through or anything that happened to him, the Lord was with him. He made him overseer of his house, and all that he put his hands in prospered. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, an overseer, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hands, and he knew not aught he had. He didn't even know how much he had. All he had to do was sit down at the table and eat his dinner. Joseph took care of the rest. God takes care of the rest for you and I. Something comes in your life, He's there. He knows it. We don't have anything to worry about. Sometimes maybe we get on our high horse and we start to think we're something. That's when you get knocked down. Because God wants to put you back on the path where you're supposed to be. You start wandering off to this side, or you start wandering off and you forget a few things. Hey, over here. He's taking care of you. Everything will work out. Why? Because God is with us. God is with us. Never leaves us. Never forsakes us. So here's Joseph. He's doing pretty well for himself now. He's in charge of this whole household of Potiphar. Now we go down to the seventh verse. "And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hands. No way. You're his wife. Don't even think about it. He put it out of his mind completely. But she was after him. He was a young man. Now in the 9th verse, there is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? How can I do this? No. He put God first. The 10th verse. And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day, always after him, that he hearkened not unto her to lie with her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, to do his work around the house. And there was none of the men of the house therein. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. He just ran out from his garment. He says, No sin's going to touch me. Why? Because he was a child of the Lord and he did not want to disobey. It would have been so easy. Nobody was there. He was all alone with this woman. But what? He obeyed the Lord. And that's why God was blessing him. But now this poor guy, he's in a lot of trouble. He doesn't know it yet. But his wife, Potiphar's wife, takes this garment and shows it to her husband and says, Oh, this guy tried to do something to me. Where did Joseph end up? In prison. In prison. He could have said, Lord, I'm trying to do all this good and I end up in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph. Through his problems, through all that he went through, the Lord was with Joseph. He ends up in prison. And in prison, he meets two people that had done something to the Pharaoh, and he put him in prison. And each one of these men had a dream. I'm kind of pushing along because I'd like to get to my point. They told their dreams to Joseph. Joseph interpreted their dreams. One was going to be set free. One was not. One was going to hang. So he said, when you get out, Joseph told, when you get out of prison, see if you can do something. He says, I'll remember you. But he didn't remember. He was having a good time and doing his job, and he was just happy to be out of prison. So after he got out of prison, the baker, I don't remember which was the baker or the There were two of them anyway. One got out, and he went back to work. And then Pharaoh had a dream. And that's when this man said, nobody could interpret the dream. But he says, oh, there's a man I met in prison that can interpret this dream. That man was Joseph. And he did. He interpreted the dream for Pharaoh. And there was a time of good in the land, and there was a time of famine. But through it all, Pharaoh made Joseph second in his command. Why? Why did he do this? Because the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord is with us. This is what we have to remember. And when Joseph was in charge of everything, and there was famine in the land, everything was good there because their bins were full. He knew that the famine was coming. They filled their bins. But his family, his brothers, his father, had to go to Egypt to get the food that they needed. That's when Joseph met them again. What did Joseph do? These guys, I should put them in jail. I should do this. I should do that. No. He made them struggle. But he went alone and cried. He forgave them. He forgave them all. As we are to do, dear ones. You and I are to forgive the trespasses of others as God forgives us. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. All it does is fester and fester until it grows into something terrible. We don't want this. We want to be like Joseph was, and that God would know us in the same way. All we have to do is God's will. He doesn't tell us we got to do 20 push-ups in the morning, or we got to do this at night, or we got to do it. No. Just follow his commandments. Joseph kept running away from the bad. And he thought things were happening to him badly. But because God was with Joseph, they turned out for the best. They turned out for the best. And that's why I say, dear ones, no matter what you and I go through, all we have to remember is, yes, God is with us. In the name of the Lord be praised.